Congressman Todd Akin says he is not leaving. Akin went on the Mike Huckabee radio show just a little while ago with this response to calls from fellow Republicans and Democrats that he drop out of the Missouri Senate race.
We are going to continue with this race for the U.S. Senate. We had offended some people, and we tried to respond to that and let people know that we didn't mean anybody or to take in any way rape anything less than very, very seriously.
Akin has been excoriated for his claims, shared by many other conservatives, that legitimate rape does not cause pregnancy because women can somehow secrete a hormone and prevent it. Today, he backed off that statement that he made on Sunday and asked for forgiveness in a web ad. He was facing a 5 p.m. Central Time deadline to drop out of the race so Republicans could appoint a new candidate. Erica Lovely is an editor at Politico. She joins us now. And Erica, you know, Senate races are always important, but this year in particular, as Republicans see a chance to take back the Senate and win in places like Missouri. So what's been the response? I know this just happened, but Akin says he's not going.
That's right. I mean, I think what you're going to see in the next several hours is just an outcry from the Republican Party in general. I mean, when you have a politician who's had so many members of the party, both big and small, saying, get out, you're going to damage our chances in November, that's no small deal. And I think what we're seeing here is a politician who's really unwilling to put aside personal ambition.
Well, we're looking at tweets. They're flying fast and furious. Here's one aloud online, says, breaking news, Akin says he'll not drop out. Comedians around the world rejoice. But this is serious business, and what he said is serious, and it does it reveal a real problem for the Republican Party. Mike Huckabee is a supporter of Akin, and Mike Huckabee also appointed the late Faye Bozeman, who held the same exact views about a woman's ability to not get pregnant during rape. He appointed Bozeman as head of the Arkansas Health Department. So there are people who hold this view, and this has now been revealed. What do Republicans do with this?
Well, I think, you know, it's up in the air at this point. The party needs a net gain of 4 seats to win the Senate back in November. And we're looking at, Akin as a potentially weak candidate. He was weak before his primary, and the only reason that he really won his primary was because he was boosted by Senator Claire McCaskill. She specifically targeted him in ads as a true conservative. She wanted to run against him. And, his fundraising numbers are not great, especially now that so many big super PACs have pulled out. He's facing an almost $10 million advertising loss. And, you know, in the state of Missouri, it certainly leans Republican, but it's not, it's not a sure bet for the party. It's still a competitive state.
Well, one of the things he told Mike Huckabee, you mentioned the money, and one wonders, how he'll recoup that $10 million that he lost in just a couple of hours. Well, he also referenced an overnight poll from the Democratic-leaning public policy polling, which found him just, found him still a point ahead of the incumbent, the Democrat Claire McCaskill, with a 4-point margin of error. So he's saying, look, I still have support.
You know, I think there's a word of caution when you're looking at these poll numbers, and it really takes voters a few days to digest an event like this. So those polling numbers may not be the most accurate numbers at this point.
Well, what do you think happens now? There is still an opportunity for Akin to drop out. This would be by September 25th. But if he takes that option, he'd have to go before a judge and get a court order. It is an escape hatch down the road, but he didn't seem to show that he wanted to take it right now. And that gets awfully close to the election if Republicans want to push him there.
That's right. And certainly with that, it would require a court order, that September 25th deadline. That could be challenged by the Missouri Secretary of State, who's a Democrat. If Akin pulls out of the race too late, he could have to pay for ballot reprinting costs. So there's certainly some downsides. It also puts the Republican Party in that state in a bad position. They would have to scramble. They have 28 days to put up a new candidate. And certainly with they'd be under the gun as far as fundraising numbers go.
Well, meanwhile, on the Mike Huckabee show today, supporter Mike Huckabee, who represents obviously other supporters of Todd Akin, said he was being betrayed by his fellow Republicans. We'll see how this plays out. Erica Lovely of Politico, again, with news that Republican Congressman Todd Akin says he will stay in the Missouri Senate race despite calls from Republican Party leaders for him to get out. He is fighting in that race for the seat of incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. Erica, thanks so much.
Thank you.